Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Jack Lepiars. Horror, anger, and sadness. Those are some of the reactions from abortion rights advocates in Massachusetts today as they digest a Supreme Court decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. But WBUR's Martha Biebinger also heard delight, relief, and determination from groups working to protect the unborn human being, the language used in today's opinion. Martha joins us now for more on how this change is reverberating across the state. Martha, let's start with this. Abortion, just to be clear, remains legal here in Massachusetts, correct?
Yes, Jack. The High Court ruling, in essence, puts decisions about whether to allow abortion in the hands of voters and elected leaders. So in Massachusetts, abortion is legal and will remain so. Today's decision doesn't affect any existing laws, at least not immediately. Jack, there is some concern about whether this ruling opens the door for future challenges. We'll be learning more about this debate as legal experts review the ruling.
On the flip side, though, we're seeing efforts today to reinforce abortion rights in Massachusetts. Governor Charlie Baker signed an executive order that says state agencies won't assist investigators from states trying to penalize doctors or others who help people from other states get an abortion. Is that relieving any concerns?
Yes, some. Dr. Nawal Noor, who leads the OBGYN department at Brigham and Women's Hospital, says the liability protections that you just mentioned from the governor are comforting. But Dr. Noor is worried this ruling might encourage attacks against abortion providers.
Our biggest concern now is what will the trend be, and will there be an increase in gun violence to our providers going forward?
Now, abortion rights groups, while thanking the governor, are asking the legislature to do more to help fund abortions, to expand sex education, and to protect providers who work with transgender patients. You might remember their care is being restricted in some of the same states that are now banning abortion. Here's Rebecca Hart-Holder with the group Reproductive Equity Now.
We are rightfully afraid of what the Supreme Court is planning to do in the future, and we are absolutely destroyed by what they have done today.
Now, Martha, is it clear whether Massachusetts can protect citizens who perform or assist with abortions here for people from states where abortion is now against the law?
No, it's not completely clear how this will play out. Legal experts, including Dwight Duncan, a professor of constitutional law at UMass, expect a lot of court challenges in this area. What we are seeing is that states are trying to erect legal barriers about what is or isn't allowed and who they'll try to sue or prosecute.
And so there's going to be some conflict of laws, I think, in the foreseeable future. That terrain remains to be seen.
Duncan, Jack, is among the Massachusetts residents who say they are delighted by today's decision, but he says the hard work begins now.
What does he mean by that?
Well, Duncan says the hard work is going to be trying to change hearts and minds in Massachusetts, where there is strong support for abortion rights among voters and in the legislature. So let's hear from David Franks. He chairs Massachusetts Citizens for Life. He says the effort has to include his group doing more to support a range of social services beyond abortion. If they want to change minds, it may also mean separating from the Republican Party or former President Trump in particular.
For many pro-lifers, Trumpism is a spiritual disease. For others, it's something that is held onto dearly. But if you want to advance a cause in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Trumpism is going to be a dead letter.
So Martha, today's decision is obviously stirring up a lot of emotion, as well as we were hearing, spurring action. Many of the local groups on both sides of the issue, they're on conference calls today trying to map out their strategies. What else are they talking about?
One topic that's coming up a lot is crisis pregnancy centers, Jack. These are offices, sometimes clinics, sometimes not, where people get counseling about how to continue their pregnancy. Abortion isn't offered there. There's a move in a few cities and towns in Massachusetts to ban them. And now some of the groups that support them are talking about mounting legal challenges to fight those bans. We're going to hear more about efforts to make abortion pills more available and expand the telehealth rules so that providers can prescribe these pills across states. But anti-abortion groups are also fighting those proposed challenges. So there are a lot of issues that will have to be untangled and may very well explode in the coming weeks.
All right. And we will keep you apprised of those as they happen. That's WBUR's Martha Biebinger explaining all the sides as after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade today. Martha, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jack.